This is From the Studio. I'm going to be joined today by folks from Spokane Civic Theater and their production of Jagged Little Pill. I'm joined in the studio right now by Executive Director Jake Shaver. Welcome, Jake.
Good afternoon, Henry. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having us.
What is this show and what are we about to hear from our performance studio?
Jagged Little Pill is a stage adaptation of Diablo Cody, the writer of Juno, the award-winning independent motion picture. It is her take on a theatrical storytelling approach to what Alanis Morissette's groundbreaking 1995 album could be. In the case of the production, of course, we've got the principal characters, the Healy family, and we experience some trials and tribulations with them and through the music of Alanis Morissette's awesome album. Today, we've got two performers. Isabella and John will be performing a number from the show. It's called Head Over Feet.
You've already won me over in spite of me. Don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's all your fault.
Your love is thick and it's swallowed me whole. You're so much braver than I gave you credit for.
Was Head Over Feet from the show Jagged Little Pill. Jake Shaver, tell me if you can, what is that song about? Who are these people?
In the context of the show, there's a new love interest brewing. And so the song, which of course Alanis wrote for her album from her point of view, the way that it's adapted into this show is it's sort of these two characters connecting.
We're being joined here in our studio by the performers that we just heard. Those were Isabella Jimenez playing the role of Frankie and John Coe playing the role of Phoenix. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're also joined by Christian Skok, who was our pianist in the studio. Hi,
yes.
Christian.
Hello.
I was just asking Jake a little bit about your characters and your position in the show, but I'll turn it over to you as well. Isabella, who is your character? I believe name of Frankie?
Mm-hmm. Frankie is written to be an African-American woman adopted by a white family. I am not fully African-American. I am mixed, but I still do my best to portray her as accurately as I can. She is very outspoken. She is an activist, and I see a lot of myself in her.
And John, how about you?
My character is Phoenix. He's the one of the primary love interests of Frankie. I guess.
Already there's some drama.
There's another one, but the primary love interest of Frankie. And he is a new kid at school that it's implied from the story that he falls in love with her in first sight, and then basically doesn't realize that she already has someone that is interested in her, and then proceeds to develop a romance with her, I guess.
So yeah. Where does that song that we just heard fall within that relationship between your two characters?
I think that one is the day after Lancer's party, so it's the day after our characters meet.
Yeah.
And it's at the same time that my stage mom and dad are at therapy.
All right.
So top of act two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it in the recording just now, but there's an intro to the song that has like two meanings to it. So like we are singing the same lyrics as the parents, and the parents are going through therapy and are having like they're going through couples counseling, and they're saying these things to mean like, oh, it's really difficult to be with you, but then we are saying it in a different way. Like for instance, the song "We Fell Head Over Feet," that's like in love as opposed to like crashing and burning.
So there are multiple layers layers of meaning just to this one song.
Absolutely. Pretty much everything in this whole show has at least two, if not more, very intricate layers.
It's actually interesting because I don't know who knows this, but Max Kamungai, born and raised in Spokane, graduated from North Central High School, performed at Spokane Civic Theater, many other theaters in the area. He was in the original production of Jagged Little Pill. And when we got access to the rights for it, I reached out and asked him what he thought. And he's made a real similar comment, which was it hits every topic, every conversation point, any interpersonal relation conversation that could be had is absolutely broached in the show.
Well, and a big part of that has to do with not just Diablo Cody's writing, but with that source material of the music of Alanis Morissette, right?
It's insane how it's sold like 75 million copies worldwide or something. It's insane.
That original album?
Yeah. The 1995 release. She still tours globally on it.
That's amazing. Well, and to speak a little bit about the score, Christian, I'm going to invite you to come in a little bit and tell us what this music is like and what you're doing with the show as music director. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So I am music director for this production, and the score is just very interesting. It's very engaging. I never get bored doing the entire show. And it was interesting because we had about 5 weeks of rehearsal, including Tech Week, to get this show put together and ready with all the ensemble and the leads. So much shorter than the usual process. So it was just a lot of, like, I'm going to teach this to you once, record it, and we'll look at it again in a few weeks when we do a full run through of things. So that in itself was a little crazy, but thankfully all of the songs are pretty recognizable and they're pretty familiar to most people. Even if you haven't listened to the album fully, you would be like, oh yeah, I do recognize that song. Like, oh, I didn't know it was from this album. So yeah, that process was a little short, and the score is very interesting because it has, at one point, one of our ensemble members sings a high C, so like really, really high sort of classical-esque singing, and then, you know, the typical rock music that this show really needs and really requires of everyone.
Is this a rock combo in the pit, or is it something more?
Yeah, it's pretty much rock. So we have me on keyboard one and conducting. Then we have drums, we have bass, we have guitar one, guitar two, and cello, and also violin. So it really just, the cello and violin add so much to the emotion and just texture of the entire score with being that rock band sort of underneath it. It's really interesting.
So this show overall, I know it deals with a lot of topics, including some serious ones across the piece. And that comes with something of a content warning, is that right? So to whom would you recommend this show?
Probably to people about the same age as my mom. So between like 35 and 45-ish.
It's nice that you gave her a range instead of just on live radio declaring.
Absolutely. And I think she'll appreciate that.
I totally agree with Isabella. And yet I would say you got to be mature. So, you know, teenager and older, there's serious language in addition to the themes. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's all important and it's all pretty serious. And yet it not might not be right for everybody. So, you can purchase tickets on our website, civictickets.com, and the content warning is very clearly just below the title of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jacket Little Pill is now playing through June 12th on Civic's main stage. That's Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. And as Jake said, you can go to civictickets.com for more information. I want to thank all four of you for joining me today in the studio.
Thank you for having us, Henry.
For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Henry McNulty.